Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, my goodness. We're excited to be here with you and just kind of fill you in on some positive things that are going on and also some prophetic things going on. There's a newspaper in London that's actually reporting that there's a possible, you know, Hamas, which is the government of Gaza, is actually planning on possibly going to war
with Israel.
A 95% chance. John, listen.
Yes, an Arabic language London-based newspaper reported that Sunday that the leaders of the Hamas in the Gaza Strip are calculating that the chances of war with Israel are at 95%.
Hold that thought for a moment right now, because I want to show you Hamas right here. I mean, Gaza, how small Gaza is and how close it is into Israel. You got to take a look at this. Now, this is Israel. This is Jordan. This is Israel right here. This is the West Bank they talk about all the time. This is Egypt. This little piece that you have right here, that's Gaza. And they're talking about a 95% chance that Hamas, Gaza's government, is going to go over Israel. I think this is very important prophetically, because it looks like if they do that, you're looking at a 95% chance that they won't even be there anymore, because Israel can defend themselves. Israel's not doing this. This is actually something that Hamas is doing. But remember, the president spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in regards to the negotiations in the Middle East, and they said the money is off the table, is on the table. He's talking about the funding for Hamas, the funding for the Palestinian people in Gaza. And so you're seeing what's taking place right now. They're getting all upset about the fact that, you know, a leader has come in and said you cannot slay people and pay people. You know, there's been a rabbi that we'll be talking about in our next program about how another rabbi, 29 years old, was standing on the street and he got stabbed in the heart because they're paying people to slay people, to kill people. And the Forrester Act, the American that was there that got killed, you know, his name is Forrester. He's in the middle. He was in the military. He was going to get his education. Well, now we have the Forrester Act that says we are not going to fund anybody that actually pays you to kill someone. As a matter of fact, John, what's the rest of the article?
Well, they're assuming that this actual war could break out within days. The paper said that the military wing of Hamas has declared a state of the highest alert, evacuating its headquarters and various sites in the Strip, such as the border areas, and spreading its armed forces in civilian areas for fear of an Israeli attack. Other Gaza terror groups, including the Islamic Jihad, were reportedly preparing in a similar manner. They're saying that Israeli jets have also struck the Strip twice in the last few days in retaliation for two rockets fired from Gaza, one on Thursday night that caused alarms to go off in Ashkelon Regional Council, and one on Friday night when sirens sounded in the Sharah HaNegev Regional Council. Three Hamas terror targets were hit in response, the IDF said. That's the Israeli Defense Force. Two were part of a military facility, and one was an observation post.
So you're looking at here where, you know, the president said, you know, the money that we've been giving you, that you, the taxpayer, have been paying the Palestinian people, that they're using part of that to fund terrorism.
It's $250 million. Yes. $225 million.
And they're paying people, literally, as part of their policy and procedure there, to if you go out and kill yourself trying to kill Jews, then your family will get financial benefits for the rest of their life. Hmm. And the more people you kill, you slay, the more people they pay. And we've been funding that. President Trump said that's off the table. Yeah. Oh, he says on the table, the funding aspect of it. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump are saying, listen, if this is going to happen again, we're not going to fund this anymore.
Right.
Well, you're looking at now, obviously they're feeling threatened, like Kim Jong-un's feeling threatened when the money gets cut off. And it's like, we could
cut the money.
Where are you getting the idea, teaching in your schools your children to kill anybody, and they're so young and innocent being taught that, you know, knife, stab, that we've shown you that particular thing before, but it's coming to an end. I want you to pray, you know, for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for Israel. This doesn't make sense, because the people that are doing this are just blinded by their own anger, blinded by their darkness, and they really believe what they're saying. They really believe that Israel should be pushed into the sea, and they really believe that these all the anti-narrative of the biblical aspect of, and a matter of fact, even their leader, the negotiator that's been around forever for the Palestinian people, she's saying things like, well, they believe the biblical perspective of Israel. That's, they're kind of off in the context of that. It's like, no, you're off. You're written about in the book of Revelations. There's going to be a people that make war against the Jesus, the anti-Jesus, folks, anti-Jesus Christ is the Son of the Lord, a Son of God. They're going to make war, you know, in Megiddo against Jesus. You know, who would do that? If you believe the opposite narrative of the reality of that, it's going to be that person, you know?
Well, we pray that this war doesn't happen.
Correct, yeah.
And because we don't want to see anyone annihilated, but Hamas will not stand. If they continue to do these things as they've done before, it didn't end, you know, well for them. But listen, we want to hear your comments.
Yes.
Comment below. What do you think about what is happening? And what are ways that you think we can get behind and support Israel during this time and season where it looks like, again, they could be potentially, you know, on the victim side of having an attack? Comment below so we can have this discussion together.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.